are you?
I'm good.
I'm so happy that I'm going to see you on television again. I've seen you guest spots, you know, here and there. But this show, even though the title, you know, says American Crimes, I think there's more to it. It just seemed like there's so much more to it. And tell me a little about your character, because you talked about it earlier.
I have a very fun character. My character is Alonso Gutierrez, and he's not Superman. He's not an exceptional person. He's a normal guy. He's a widower, he has two kids, and he's doing the best he can to bring them the best life that they can. He's got steadfast values. He believes in his church. He believes in honesty. He believes in the journey to come across the border and live in America as a good citizen. And life isn't that simple.
Nope, it isn't.
And so I go on this incredible journey of what it's like when all my truths are tested with very complex situations. So the outcome for me is just an amazing journey for this character who goes through hell. And to be part of an amazing tapestry that weaves a lot of characters that go through hell. Because life is, you're either coming away from a problem, you're in a problem, or you're going to end up in a problem. It's how you deal with the problem that gives you the quality of life.
And there's really strong cast. Really strong cast.
Yeah, none stronger than me. So it's really about, you know, really about everybody stepping up to my bar.
Well, you know, I'll agree with you on that, because you know, no one is like El Caballero Benito Martinez.
Oye, hombre.
Mírame.
When you're looking across and you're seeing Timothy Hutton at the table read and Felicity Huffman and oh my God, Richard Cabral and Johnny Ortiz and Penelope Ann Miller and Earl Brown, and each one of them is reinventing their character like to the nth degree at the table read. Yeah, it ain't a bad place to be, babe.
The show looks like, I was telling Regina, it just seems like it has so much heart in it, because it's human. It's the humanity.
Yeah, I think part of it is he's not result-oriented. He's investigating the journey. Okay, a crime happens, am I guilty or innocent? Right, that's result-oriented. That's a regular cop show. In this show, a crime happens. How does that affect the person who's got to clean up the blood of the crime? How does it affect the neighbor who has to live next to the reporters who are hounding that guy's house? How does that affect the kids who go to school and their parent is the one guilty of, you know, witnessing the crime? It's the other parts of that that make the journey so worth watching. And he's picked some very, very great stories to tell, to take that angle on.
Yeah, no, because it's so true, because we all know nothing is cut and dry.
No.
It affects the circle that's around you no matter what, you know.
No. No, and let's be honest, a lot of people are going to be like, I don't like the show. I think that you're spending too much time on this guy's journey or that guy's journey. They want the results. They want the end result. That's just human nature. It's not going to be for everybody. But I think for those people who do grab onto it, they're going to see and be invested in some really great emotional journeys.
And I just found out, I thought it was 10 episodes, but it's 11 episodes.
It's 11. Yeah.
So that's
a pilot for 10, yeah.
Good.
Oh, no, it's... It's an 11-hour movie.
Yeah, that's what Regina was saying.
Yeah, because there's nothing like it on TV. You can't compare this to a regular TV show where we're trying to get you... We finished some episodes in the middle of a scene. We're like, okay, we're done. Because that's how life is. You know, sometimes you just gotta, oh, we're done? All right. We don't have a clever exit. We don't have a door slam. We don't have a quip.
It's life.
It's life.
Yeah, so now that you've got you're put, you know, we're waiting for it to air and things like that. What else is keeping you busy?
I also have House of Cards coming out. So I was in season two, and season three gets launched in February, February 27th. And I got some other things in the works. I'm gonna bite my tongue on that.
Okay.
But yeah, so it's been a very busy year for Benito, and it's been fun.
That's good. I'm gonna let you finish your
my stack of rice and
enjoy your cerveza.
Yeah, well, you know, somebody's got to do it.
Thank you so much, Benito.
Mil gracias.